Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, this is a saxophone. I don't know if you've ever seen one.
I thought it was a trumpet. I'm so sorry. Thank you for clarifying.
I have a Chinese friend who continues to tell me, how's your trumpet going? She's known for like 8 years.
You got a Capitals ring too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. The Junkies only, which was great because, like, you know, they were usually the only ones acknowledged, and I guess the Nationals decided to give everybody on the lineup a World Series championship ring. So we're all very excited.
With your name on it, right?
That's
I
awesome.
Mean, the ring actually
that
has your awesome. Name engraved on it, right?
Yeah, yeah, it says Dukes on the side. Trust me, people are being very nice online about it.
I thought the ring.
Are they giving you?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's fine.
I'm looking
Mike.
At Oscar right
it's
now
fine.
Because you know what I just did.
Yeah,
right?
I know what you just did.
That's what it was. That's
it's
what it
small
was.
Small things, Mike.
The
it's
entire
little...
thing we just went through.
Right.
Where I cost this show 20 minutes before we could go to airtime was my fat, stupid American university should have gone to Catholic school, dumb ass, not plugging in the right nipple into my Mac. And I cost the show 20 minutes dicking around, doing a little, and I am an idiot, and I am so mad at myself.
No.
Mike needs to be spoken to by Mike right now.
All okay.
Right?
I'll step
right,
away.
I'm going to just
away.
Speak to myself. All right? Hold on just a sec. Come in here. Yeah.
What the f***?
I'm sorry. You should be sorry. That was ridiculous. Look what you put everybody through. I didn't know. How many times do you come up here and plug that computer in, Mike, and not get it right and just do the same? You do the same thing every day, but you forget. You forget because you're lazy. You're lazy and you're not in here early enough and you're not sweating the details. I want you to get your goddamn ass together and do things properly so you don't waste people's time. I'm sorry. You should be. Okay? Are we done? Oh, are we done? No, maybe we're not done. Maybe we want to talk about it some more. I'm sorry. You should be. No drinks for you tonight.
Oh, no!
I'm so mad at myself. I was sitting there. All right. I have to go behind the scenes.
Yeah,
you should. We have lots of connections and there's lots going back and forth and there are lots of audio sources and lots of microphones and lots of speakers because there are lots of computers involved. And I am hearing feedback that's like every time I talk, you hear every time I talk, every time I talk, every time I talk. And I can't for the life of me figure out why. And Oscar walks me through settings on my computer. We narrow it down to one computer. I mute microphones. I change microphone settings. I change this. I mute this. I mute that. I mute this. I mute that. That. Then the show starts, and I look down, and I've got my little audio, little audio input, a jack that I put in the side of the computer every day that I haven't done. And all of that would have been unnecessary. So just plug that thing that you heard at the beginning of the show going, brr. The worst audio cable in the history of audio cables. No, it's really not. Once you get them, they last forever.
Yeah.
But it goes like that.
Can you
and
unplug
that,
and
I look at Oscar at that moment. Oscar looks at me. I look at him. And we're looking at each other and go, yep, that was it. That we would have saved all of that time if I had done that. You see.
Can you unplug and replug so we can hear the sound? I actually like the sound.
All right. I know you do. All right. I can make it like curl your hair.
Oh, good.
This is London.
That's funny.
unmute, and then it says unmute your speakers or increase your volume to hear other participants. No,
no,
don't need to.
No,
don't need to. So, that's it. Hold on, somebody's at the door.
Who is it?
Hold on, somebody's at the door, waving his hands wildly. I can't hear you. Let me open the door. I can't. Hold on. Let me see what's going on here. I just this show is going this way. This is it. I just Rob. Do you have a door?
Do
you
have a
door
for me?
We have a door.
Thank you.
We have a door. Hold on. I can't. It takes me a second to get to the door, Mike. It's on the other side of the room.
It's okay, Powder.
All right. I understand.
Shut up.
We'll get to that. My God. It's a clown face.
It's really.
Put orange hair on him and he'd be it. He'd be Pennywise.
How dare you? Doing the best I can. Trying to.
You got to get the video today. We have a talking head. Fred Vigdor from the Average White Band will be joining us later on this morning. So be aware of that.
Guys!
Charlie!
How have you
they
been?
They did it! They did it!
What'd they do?
They accepted my name!
Oh, for the Redskins?
For the Redskins!
Yeah, you've
they
been pulling
for it. They took the one that I sent in! They took the one that I sent in!
You wrote in Washington football
in,
team?
I said, how about the Washington football team?
Genius.
Didn't you send it in on a postcard, right?
Right. Here's how it works. They're in D.C., Rob.
Right.
And they play football.
Right. So you put two and two.
Right. You don't need that logo that nobody likes, so you take that off, and you just put their numbers on it, but you keep the same colors. Mm. And you call it the Washington football team.
Do you like the colors? Do you like the colors?
I love the color, the burgundy and gold. They used it.
I know.
They're going to use it this year.
Do they give you any
I can't
money
do
for
the
that?
Charlie voice. Okay. Bye.
Jesus, nice Charlie.
Oh, I love Charlie.
What the hell's wrong?
That's main Charlie.
That's main Charlie.
Yeah, but of course I dumped it when I had it. Hi, boys. How are you? I'm having a Friday.
So, Mike, I don't think Washington football team's terrible. It could be worse. You know why?
Stop it.
Because in South Korea, the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization, which is the...
Yeah, you've been watching religiously.
Yeah, the 6 a.m. games, Mike. It's either that or the squawk on
sorry,
CNBC.
Sorry, Nats fans. By the way, sorry, Nats fans.
Oh, man, come on.
I beat you last night.
Come on. So, I watched the KBO, and I kid you not, this coming week, you'll see these two teams play, LG versus Samsung. The team is called LG. The team is called Samsung. That's how they do it. In the
like
KBO.
No pretense. No pretense. Just take the sponsor and knock it right out.
Does the LG team after three years, does the LG team just fail?
Like the fridges?
Yes, exactly. You this. I watched this. I saw this news story and I said, unreal. Unreal. When you are talking about right now, all over the world, the greatest minds in the world creating, working their asses off to create a vaccine to save all of our lives, and the type of energy and intellectual energy that goes on. And this pathetic sports organization run by a little Napoleon douche that can't, you know, that all he wants to do is chew his gum and look like Mr. Tough Guy.
Right.
And it wasn't buying a football team. It was turning himself into the Godfather. That's what he wanted, because he's a little guy that couldn't play sports. So he wanted to own a sports team to be a tough guy. Don't look at Mr. Snyder. Don't look. And after all this time, when he said, over my dead body, I'm not going to change the name.
Print it.
You did.
In capital letters.
Yeah, in capital letters. Yeah. Okay, Dan, you nad, who like 98% of the people who have met you don't like you because you're so arrogant.
Truly unfortunate, Mike, because on the same day that this wonderful name came out for the Washington football team.
The Washington football team.
Seattle. Who's going through
Seattle killed it.
Yeah,
Seattle killed it.
Well, think about it, right? Because this is and I'm going to steal a page out of Isabel, Charlie Burney's wonderful daughter, who's going to UVM, who texted when the Washington football team name came out. him and I when we were here in the studio that said, don't their marketing people get paid six figures?
Unbelievable.
Didn't they see this coming?
It's insane. It's insane. There has been, there have been 10 names that are just right there to pick off a tree.
Yep. Okay?
They just needed to have the balls to do it. They didn't. They're afraid of the little guy.
Yeah.
That's what I think
well,
it
remember
is.
Remember the motto at the stadium,
hold on,
Mike.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Meanwhile, in the great city of Seattle, Washington, the Seattle Kraken, with a logo to die for, with a logo that screams to me, buy the hat right away.
Of course.
You can't even imagine what they're selling right now out in Seattle with a great logo. They unveiled it. They pulled the trigger. Great, unique name for a sports stadium. The Kraken.
Yeah. Release the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Yes.
Release the Kraken. It was spectacular. Meanwhile, back here in Scared It, this is CBS Radio. This is NBC, all balled into one with the Redskins organization. Where they, you mean to tell me, with all that time, they couldn't pull a name for their fans? So they have to what? What are they going to do? How long are they going to dick around trying to figure out what they're going to call it?
I saw the lady that is their press representative on the news this morning, and she has she kind of looks like a pill representative when you're at the doctor's office. Very, very pretty, very, very put together. And she says, you know, in many instances when dealing with trademarks, it's an 18-month process.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
And I would almost buy that if the fact is if they haven't been dealing with this issue on and off for 10 years.
They should have had a plan. Let's rewind here. Okay. The trademark situation, because we're going through this in certain instances for our business. We've been down this road before.
Right.
It does take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't that be better to say, to come up and say, look, this is what we're working on.
Right.
This is what we're going after. We've already filed the paperwork. But because of the legalese of all this, of what it is today in this world, we can't use that yet, but we're going to go with this. Right now, so this is.
By
so
the way,
here's
we're
a
being
placeholder.
Bad broadcasters
yes.
because we should explain what we're talking about is that the former Washington Redskins football team has they decided they were going to change the name. People were talking about it for a few weeks now, what they were going to call the team, and when it came time to make the announcement, because the season is around the corner, hopefully in the NFL, they have decided because they can't come up with it yet. And they can't use it or whatever their stupid reason is.
I think they don't have it yet.
I think they're simply going to refer to the team as the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Which to me is just such a joke. And it's this is
Prince
all
did a better job.
Designed just a symbol?
Yeah. Just a symbol.
The team formerly known as Redskins.
If you were on the radio, you'd have to say the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
this is the city that gave us, this city has had name challenges forever. They didn't, because the violence, inner city violence in Baltimore and Washington, they changed the name of the basketball team from the Bullets, and then they decided, this is real DC. Why don't we call the team the Wizards?
Mm.
That's right.
Which made no sense at the time. Then there was the old Washington Senators reprising the Washington Senators baseball team, which would have been great. It would have been great to call them the Senators because the baseball team in D.C. was always called the Senators. But no, we're going to call them the Nationals,
right.
Which I think, they've won a championship. They are ingrained. Go Nats. Fine.
There's only one
team in Washington, D.C. that hasn't had to change the name, got it right, except for that little color fiasco back in the 80s when they decided some marketing douche decided, copper's popular, so is teal. Let's put copper and teal together for the colors in the nation's capital that should be red, white, and blue.
Love it.
So D.C. has always overthought everything. And this is a classic example. And this is a team where I don't care what the deal is. You go out, you pay whoever, you make them the Washington Warriors. You keep the skins colors, and that's it. You do it that way.
That was sort of lost in the press release yesterday is the fact that the Redskins organization, or I should say the football team organization, has vowed to remove all physical signage of the old logo by the first game.
Mm.
They're giving themselves 2.5 months to do that. Do you think maybe you could fast track it just a little bit? No, because they got stuff to sell, Mike.
What they're good at is being tough guys. And you can't come into this area and you have to stay out of here. And we're the Washington team. They're just so misguided. There's so many people in that organization that are all about being part of the organization and not just getting things done.
So let's look at the downside of them going, let's say they went public with a name that they hadn't completely trademarked. And I'm not, I'm not a...
Yeah, okay, that's cool. You want to do the business analysis? Yeah. Sure, I'm down with that. That's fine. That's good.
So let's say someone within their operation said, if we go public with this name and we don't have the trademark, technically it's open season on anybody who wants to just go ahead and print shirts.
Yeah.
So then let's say that is the case. And they're willing to take the risk of any legalities that come in the future, and are the Redskins going to go after them the trademark holder? Even if you lost all that money, and I know it's hard to tell someone lose the money and just move forward.
Right.
What is more egregious? Your entire fan base and the country and the nation saying how dumb you are, and how inefficient you are, and how tone deaf, and how
so tone deaf.
Like why? Wouldn't you just not figure out and say, we're just going to lose that money and all whatever happens, we're just going to put this out there because we've already misstepped and stepped on our you-know-what.
Right.
So well, this the
money,
is
our heels so, and, say
and it's going to be a tough year. So if we have any stakeholders, we're like, the pandemic hit us and then the trademark thing hit us. This is the year to F it up. This is the year.
If you have to F it up, do it this year. But he has never once done a thing for his fan base, ever since Snyder took over the team. He's almost been anti-fan, so why would he even consider it now? He won't. He can't.
So where does it stand? I'm not up there. Where does it stand right now? What's happening? What are they gonna do?
Hail to the Washington football team. Hail victory.
One thing I like is there is a rumor that has been from several corners that the trademark holder for the team did purchase the Washington Sentinels. Now, if you remember the movie with Keanu Reeves, The Replacements, which was about the scab season of the NFL.
Oh, I love The Replacements.
And the Washington Sentinels was based essentially on the Washington football team. There is a slight rumor right now that they might be chasing down the Washington Sentinels. But if they do that, the team will be they'll be forever known as The Replacements. It's not a good organization.
I like the Sentinels.
But to ally themselves with a broken season like that?
I hear Sentinels. I think of the X-Men. Yeah, I think of the X-Men.
All right.
Yeah. So they're going to use Washington football team for the entire 2020
season. Yeah,
that's
what we got.
Yeah. And if you go to the website, they've actually got artwork prepared that looks like it was done by someone who would not make the sophomore year at VCU.
I cannot believe they did this. I just can't believe that they didn't have their act together. Mm-hmm. It's a punt. It's a complete and total punt. And that's exactly
that being said, and if there could be some genius and we could be being played, am I going to buy a Washington football team t-shirt? I probably would if it was just going to be one season, one off, like a one and done. Just to be ironic.
I hate to tell you this. I don't want to insult you. You are pure DC from head to toe. That's the way it could be valuable.
Yeah. Oscar, let me ask you this.
If you buy granite countertop now.
Oscar, mine is for Micah. How dare you?
If you buy it, check for spelling errors before you purchase the shirt, because I'm pretty sure you want to take that extra layer of coverage.
I have it on good authority. There will be a burgundy t-shirt and a gold t-shirt. I'm looking at it right now. Established 1932 or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
1932.
It's when they came down from Boston.
DC's football team to change their name to Washington football team, pending permanent name. It's just so stupid. It's so unfair.
This is
it's
bad,
all about money.
If not worse,
it's greed.
Is when
he's the greediest owner in the NFL. Now,
do you know a couple, or have you met a couple, or you've heard of a couple, or heard somebody make fun of a couple that says, "Yeah, we haven't given the baby a name yet. We're just waiting to figure out like what type of name she is."
Yeah, that's my cousin Mark.
Here's the quote from the Washington Redskins: "For updated brand clarity and consistency purposes." That you want to translate that? Because we haven't gotten the rights to make all the money from it.
And really,
and that is the only thing that drives this gentleman who runs this organization. You would think in some cases, it's an NFL team. You can put
NFL yeah. or you right?
Can't you there's handle on, that?
There's only 32 of them. It is a license to print money. You can't or mess this
maybe
up.
They were gonna but they were going to do the crack and they're like, damn it, Seattle already has it.
I love this. We encourage fans, media, and all other parties to use Washington Football Team immediately.
Yes, of course.
I hate this team. Yeah. This is why I've never adopted them. This is why I've never been able to successfully adopt them. Because when Snyder came in, when I was ready, man, I was ready to jump on that bandwagon.
Right.
When WJFK got the rights. And it's just, he makes it impossible. He makes does. It impossible. By the way, you guys are up there. How much in the D.C. area, how much heat is this team getting because of this? Right.
Well, it's there's a mixed emotion, Mike, because the diehards, well, a lot of them are coming around saying, okay, we've had a losing product for some time now. Moving on. And I think it's also great PR for anybody. No one's going to come on and be like, keep the name. So the name is that we've made peace with the name changing.
Okay.
And then now it's, okay, what are my, so the for those of who are like, fine, the name's changing. What are our options now? This could be cool. This could be a new renaissance for the team. Perfect right. time to do it.
Right.
Now, this news just broke yesterday. So I haven't really interacted with too many people, you know, the pandemic and all. But
yes,
I'm waiting to see.
Especially since you might have it.
Yeah, well, you know. You know. But I'm waiting
Oscar
to.
Oscar can't smell anything today.
2 days.
That's right. Well, Hank has no sense of taste.
But I will say that
well,
it could
wait
be
a
allergies.
Minute. Is it smell or taste?
Both.
I'm stuffed up and I can't really taste anything. But.
I'd be so freaked out if I got a cold. I haven't had a cold since this whole thing started.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just allergies. But, you know.
Right.
And my little sensor says I'm.
Sensor.
Normal temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Sidebar. The name itself, and what I see on social media is people are like, fine, we'll deal with this. Because they've been so beaten down, Mike. They don't expect any more. They don't expect any more from their cheating girlfriend or cheating boyfriend. Like, they're used to this.
They've been so abused?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. That's not what I feel. I feel from my interaction on social media is that when they announced the name change, it was like they put a huge fireworks, a big rocket in the backyard, and it was exciting. Mm-hmm. Everyone was waiting for it to get dark.
Great
right?
analogy.
And they're seeing this thing in their way, and they say, oh my God, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. And then Dan Snyder lights a match, and he goes over to light the fuse, and they release this thing yesterday, and the rocket falls over. Because they were poised. Everyone was poised and excited for this team to make something smart, do something right for 10 years.
Yeah, you get a new name. You come up with a new, you keep the color scheme and come up with a new logo.
And they just totally, they blow it. And the rocket is now wet and laying down.
The Washington FedExers.
To tie in the Korean Baseball League to that.
The Washington absolutely positively overnighters.
How about this? The Washington corporates.
I would like that. No, the Washington lobbyists.
How about the Landover disappointments?
For updated brand
clarity
and consistency purposes, we will call ourselves the Washington Football Team, pending adoption of a new name. I hope people are make homemade t-shirts. Right now.
What about the swamp monsters? I'd go for that all day.
The swamp.
Swamp monsters.
The Washington swamp. And I like that when a team is not pluralized, like the Utah Jazz.
Well, the Kraken.
Kraken.
Yeah,
yeah. So
like
Washington
the
swamp.
Kraken.
What about swamp ass? That time
Washington
of year.
Washington swamp ass. The Washington swamp ass.
Swamp ass.
Images on the team's website show player uniforms with the team's traditional burgundy and gold color scheme with a number but no logo or Native American imagery. The team plans to use any symbols or imagery of Native Americans moving forward after that. Well, we get that.
What about the Warriors?
We get that, Sports Illustrated.
But can we go to the website for image clarity, Mike? Can we?
Yeah, let's do that. We can go to the, and it's Washington without any font or anything special. And then football team established 1932.
Yeah.
Well, so they didn't want to misspell established.
This is what they do. They were in their big marketing meeting. And someone said, well, you know, technically we've been being murdered by those like knock me off.
Oh, by the way,
Washington football team t-shirts. We should make some money off those.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm looking to. You want to know what your problem is, really? You're not New York. You're not L.A. You're not Boston. And the reason there's nothing to read or nobody's talking about this yet, in making a big deal. It's because they don't.
They don't care.
Especially the printed press, the sports people in D.C. This is why you get losing teams that it takes. There's no
front page of the Washington Post. It should be like the New York Post does. The Washington football team.
What are they thinking?
Or what?
Yeah. Fumbled.
WTF. WFT. Yeah. Right.
Did you listen at all this morning to the junkies or anything? Were they talking about it?
Mike, this morning it was KBO and the Squawk Box. Let me tell you, that's all I had. And KBO, all they were talking about is the Yankees.
Oh, my God. Come on. They were focused on the baseball? Yeah, Nobody cares about that. It's Washington, for Christ's sake. God, I wish we'd get Big Shooter on the line.
Yeah, you know what?
Love to talk to him.
I'm sure we could call him.
Can you call him? Call him right now.
Let's see if I got him.
Let's see if you got him. If he can come on for 5 minutes. And then we'll go to our first break. And then we'll bring in Fred Vigdor and see if we can do that. I just want a real
sports guy.
A real sports fan. Yes.
I like Oscar's headline,
I'm not getting my pound of flesh this morning. And I'm not even invested in this team. And I'm pissed off at it.
I love the fact that, Mike, even though you have not lived in Washington for as many years as you've been gone, you still hate the team. I think that's lovely. You really take it with you. It's awesome.
I don't hate the team. I love the players. They're players that are dear friends of mine. Mark Rippon, Joe Theismann, John Riggins. These are people I have partied with that I have known all my life. I will tell you that. But the management, when it came in with Dan Snyder, the organization changed.
Yeah.
And there were 40-year-old employees there were people that have been there for 35 years that were dumped summarily by him. And he brought in these douches. And he's done it forever. Not the coaches, but just the people that were the administrators. Mm-hmm. Who was that guy? Was it Vinny Serrato?
Yeah.
Is that the guy that he brought in? That nad that came in with that? And they were mean to people. They were mean to you. They abused you.
Oh, they abused me. I will say this.
You know it better. Speak up, boy. You know it better as far as how... What we.
Couple great things.
Speak to the attitude.
They brought me in once. There was a one-time thing to announce the pregame. Not the... Everything up to when the game started. I do the pregame festivities, bring the players out, all this stuff. It was a really fun gig. I did it once. It went very well. I hit it off with the on-field producer. They said, would you like to do this from now on? I said, yeah. But they did not pay me. And I would have been okay with that because you know what? It was a high-profile gig and it was a lot of fun. And I got to go to a football game eight times a season. But they made me pay for parking.
But you got to stay and watch the game, right?
Yeah, so I got no tickets. I got passes, and then they would clear me. But I could walk the stadium and find a seat.
They didn't pay you to do that?
No money, and I had to pay for parking.
God, that is dreadful.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then they kicked me out because they wanted to reinvent the pregame presentation, and they brought in longtime Washington D.C. legend Bruce Kelly to do the pregame, and then he was on a top 40 station at the time, and his big move was, I think, his second or third game. For some reason, I'm thinking it was the Steelers. He says, "Let's hear it for you, Pittsburgh fans!" And there was a mild cheer, and he went on the sound system, "You suck,"
and they loved that.
No. The NFL got wind of that, and he was removed, and I was brought back. He was going under the new... Trust me, everything you say in the pregame is scripted. They hand you a clipboard with a script.
But what was the general attitude by all
horrible,
the muckety-mucks there?
It was horrible. It was
Were you ever
fear.
Told specifically if Mr. Snyder was on the phone, on the field, not to make eye contact? Are we getting a big shooter on?
Pull him online right now.
Yeah,
right,
I was not allowed to approach him. Also, there was an elevator that served the entire club level, and they said, "You're not to use the elevator." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, that's Mr. Snyder's elevator." One elevator, and it was his.
Yeah,
and you know,
he's the king.
And I wanted to say, how many times does he use it in the course of a game? He goes from the field to his box. That's it.
Yeah,
it's used for 20 seconds.
That's the way they do it. That is the way they do it.
And you are not allowed to approach him.
Chad.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Chad. Thanks so much for doing
Chad.
On a super short notice. We appreciate it. I really had to talk to you for just a couple of seconds here because I'm not even invested. I am not nearly the fan you are. I don't live it and breathe it like you do every single day. But this name deal, I'm blown away by the I can't tell you how frustrating it is for me. And I'm hoping that the diehard fans, I want to get your perspective on it. What do you think of the Washington football
team? Oh, you mean that? Okay. Everything that I have, I'm no marketing expert, clearly. I am a World Series champion. I don't know if you saw that, Mike.
Yes, I know. Congrats. I know you got a ring, right? Did you get a ring, too?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Everybody, by the way, the junkies and Chad and everybody, or at least the junkies and Chad, I'm not sure everybody at the station, the guys got ring. You got a Capitals ring, too, didn't you?
No, I didn't. The junkies only, which was great because, like, you know, they usually the only ones acknowledged, and I guess the Nationals decided to give everybody on the lineup a World Series championship ring. So we're all very excited.
With your name on it, right?
That's
I mean, the ring actually
that
has your
awesome.
Name engraved on it, right?
Yeah, yeah, it says Dukes on the side. Trust me, people are being very nice online about it.
I thought the ring.
Are they giving you?
You are talking about the Nationals too.
So they gave you crap about getting a World Series ring, which is funny.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think? People were going to be really happy for me, Mike? No. Another excuse to call me fat that I don't know anything and I should be fired. And I'm just like, all right. The line formed to the right of me of people that would be handed a World Series championship ring and then give it back to the team out of sheer nobility. I don't think.
So, Chad, your ring, is it engraved? Does it say Chad Dukes or does it say Washington radio host?
Yeah, it should say that because that way I can be easier to facilitate it going into the pawn shop. But
more generic.
Yeah, it says Dukes.
Well, we have the good organization over there. We have the good, and by the way, that's what you do.
Congratulations,
that's what you do.
By the
endear
way.
Yourself
cool.
to the media to make people feel good. EB posted a picture of his. He was excited like a little kid, and I think that's fantastic. There's your good organization. Now let's flash over to the other side, the team that really for three decades hasn't had to do much work to maintain a fan base until they completely turned everybody off. And now they finally came around and they've changed they're going to change the name. And everybody's waiting with this great anticipation. And they, to use a football term, punt on this. I'm dumbstruck. I'm gobsmacked by this.
I'm surprised to hear that, Mike, because I think that first of all, the change when the Colts and like the Browns, they tweaked their uniforms this year, tweaked, and that took months and months and months. I actually think it's the most non-Redskins thing you could possibly do. They're putting thought into it. They're not rushing it. They're not being reactionary, and it's not the best. I mean, Washington football team is going to bring, you know, some criticism there. But first of all, they never update the uniforms. They have those 1970s velour, you know, Fleetwood Braun, Donnie Brasco uniforms that they've been wearing for the past 50 years. And now they're finally, you know, they're giving them that tweak because there's no more Redskins name. There's no more Bruce Allen that's obsessed with their tradition. And it gives them over a year to try to figure this out. Because if they just announced another Wizards or another Sea Dogs or whatever that they would do, there's crushing implications to that. So I understand that a lot of people look at it saying, well, this is lame, like football team. That's lame even for this organization. But to me, for them to show the patience that they are right now in trying to get this right, it's a bit of a breath of fresh air.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm coming on. I should come on your show just as a spokesperson for the opposing point of view.
Counterpoint.
I am blown away. So you're telling me to hell with that vaccine for coronavirus. We're going to take 1 year to come up with a team name? It's that important? Come on, Chad.
It's a billion-dollar organization, multi-billion-dollar organization.
Oh, my God. What has happened to you? When did you lose your soul? Lose your soul, for God's sake?
Well, it's called common sense, Mike. You might want to take a long, hard shot of it at some point in your life.
Oh, my God. Chad, you're driving me nuts here. This is just a team name. It's the Washington Warriors. Come up with a logo, for God's sake. It's not that big a deal.
Mike, you're not a fan of the team. If it was the Red Sox, you would be this outraged about that. If it was a team you cared about, you would feel differently about that. You don't like the team. You don't like Dan Snyder. It's an easy decision for you, but it's not an easy decision when you're talking about not just a new name for the team. You're talking about trying to appeal to people that have hated your guts for the past 30 years. This is the most despised organization in all of sport. They got the head coach right. everything else is still a complete wasteland. They're showing patience. They're showing professionalism. I don't know why you have such a huge problem with this.
I feel like I'm speaking to somebody in a corner office. You are not that guy. You are not that guy that I expected to have this discussion with. I swear to God, I thought you would be screaming. I thought I'd get some of that Chad Dukes.
He has to be this with Mike.
Chad Dukes versus the world. By the way, weekday afternoons on WJFK, ladies and gentlemen. Yes,
he has to toe the line, or he won't get the ring.
Oh, that's right. Because the Redskins are so in love with me. I've been out of a premise for 15 years.
I'm trying right now, as we speak, I am actually trying to think, okay, what if it was the Red Sox? What if it was a team that I care desperately about? I would, but I'm still the childlike, and you are technically in the business of sports radio, so you analyze it from a different perspective.
Lens, yeah.
Yeah, I am sitting there though thinking from a fan's perspective. Give me the cotton candy right now. I want my new name, Daddy. Give me my new name, Daddy. That's what I want. And I know implications. I mean, we're not talking about world friggin' peace here. How about that Seattle Kraken? Huh?
Ah,
how about
that's
that?
Tremendous. By the way, just rip them off. Be the Washington Kraken. I'm buying all the merchandise tomorrow.
I'm with you. Now that's what it's all about. We found common ground.
There.
That's the Washington Kraken. By the way, do you have a team name for the Redskins that you would prefer more than any other? I mean, it's certainly been bandied about for a while now.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the problem that I have, Mike, is that everything that they're throwing out there, it's like, well, we'll keep Warriors and we'll put a spear on the side of the helmet. And I'm like, that's like you break up with your girlfriend and then you go out on your first date and she arrives at your front door and you ask her to put on a jacket that your girlfriend used to wear because it looks like your ex-girlfriend. It makes no sense. People call on my show saying natives, call them the natives. I'm like, you want to go down the representing Native American road in 5 years again? No. Get as far away from all that as possible. That's what I want.
That's like face effing in the wrong Missy. That's the same thing. That's exactly what it is.
Just like face
effing. That's it. All right. Well, you know what? I just think that I wanted some satisfaction because I may not be a fan, and I don't hate. Okay, yes, I do. I do hate the team. I do hate, and I do hate Dan Snyder. I do.
Yeah.
I hate the team. I'm a Giants fan.
Now we have an exciting race within America. What will happen first? The vaccine or a name for the Washington football team.
Yeah.
America's best minds are at work on both projects.
Chad, you're very nice to come on with us. We appreciate that. It's Chad Dukes versus the world, and also the Big O and Duke show. Chad, don't forget, vote blue, and we will talk to you soon. You were very nice to come on. Thank you very much.
Over the land. I can't wait.
Let's start the show, boys. Here we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, there's no extras, right? That's it. That's everything. I don't imagine that price I'd have to add.
No, just leather. That's all you'd have to add. Nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It doesn't come with leather.
No, sir, it does not. That's why I told you you'd have to add it.
Well, what's in there?
Well, it's what they call Mercedes leather.
What would that be?
Well, it's a very thick vinyl. Beautiful seat. I would prefer that.
So let's call it that, then.
Fine. Beautiful, thick vinyl seat. But I have it.
Gee, isn't that something? Wouldn't you think there'd be leather in there?
I tell you what, if you buy the car, I'll put some shoes in it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
In 1978, we bought this house for $150,000. If we sell our house and don't put it back into a behemoth, we have $140,000 of profit. We liquidate everything. Stocks, your father's bond. The minimum for both cars, $16,500, I figure. I'm being very conservative. Very conservative liquidation leaves us $190,000 in cash.
No.
Yes.
We couldn't.
I'm telling you, $190,000 in cash.
I can't believe it.
Now, all we need is a motor home, and we should get a great one because we're going to live there for the rest of our lives.
Well, what do you think a motor home cost?
Guess who went motor home shopping? Hi, friends. Motorhomes for sale, 45,000, complete for a great one. 30 feet long, a bedroom, a bath, a kitchen, a microwave that browns, a little TV. Beautiful, beautiful, better than our new house. It has wheels, too, okay? This is what we talked about when we were 19. Remember, we kept saying, let's find ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have a dollar, so we watched television instead. Linda,
This is just like Easy Rider.
We're finished talking.
You have anything at all? Can you rack your brain? Something maybe in the executive file, or maybe you have a white collar box or something?
What sort of box would that be?
Just a box of higher paying jobs.
Oh, I know. You mean the $100,000 box.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard all over the joint from Drifton Beach of Port Clyde, Maine.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Wanaki, Wisconsin, Winter Haven, Florida. Historic Delano in Wichita, Kansas. Barrie in Ontario, Canada. Ticklehead Pond in East Reigate, Vermont. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And tell Fred we will have him not now because we have to do a quickie here.
All right.
And then we'll get Fred on right after that if he can wait for us. Let's talk about your mortgage rate with Cornerstone First Financial. If you currently have 3.25% or higher, you need to call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that big banks can't. Interest rates on 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial and do it now.
Right now.
Now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this, at this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again, so do yourself a favor and call the loan professionals for the lowest rates. Whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Thanks to Chad for coming on.
That was fun.
So I could yell at him in you know, with very short notice. That was totally different. I didn't get that perspective. Didn't see that coming.
You made a great point where like the lens he looks through this business is completely different from you or I.
Yeah.
It just is because he's the, I mean,
sad.
Well, because you, I mean, to remember there was always a connotation that the Redskins would never win the regular season. They'd win the off season because they'd spend all that money on these, like, you'd get all these free agents that would make, were supposed to make an impact and never did. And then now he's, I mean, I didn't really think about this. He's saying like they did the opposite of what they used to do and failed all the time. Like they're doing the opposite and taking
that
a beat.
Can't argue with that point. Right? But at the same time, I think there was enough time to get it right. And as I said, we're not really talking about, this is not picking a quarterback who could be a franchise player for the next decade. This is not necessarily getting, you know, we're talking, you're talking, you're comparing them to player personnel decisions, coaches decisions, you know, the life of the franchise. And as far as the name, it doesn't have that level of import in my humble opinion.
Okay.
It's a name. I think that, and with that said, though, I think you want to get it right. I just don't think it needs to take that much time to get it right after all these years.
Also,
but I get it. He's a diehard. Yeah. There's nobody that's a bigger Redskins fan than Chad. That's perspective.
I do think they should have had, and I know that hindsight 2020, they should have had a plan B ready to go. Because this is something that they've been facing, even just lightly, for a long time. And as I said before, there's only 32 NFL teams. You got to have a playbook. You got to know how to do it. They should have had something ready to go, at least trademarked, so they could make an announcement.
Yeah, in a war room and come up with it. But Chad understands the corporate side of things better than I have. Anyone that's looking at our professional history will probably back that up 1,000%. He knows how to play that game.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I get it. I understand the way that works right now. Washington Warriors. I don't think you bring the spear warrior, and perhaps Warriors even too close. Perhaps Warriors even too close. That's I think he said. Yeah. Thanks, man. Always love coming on. That's very nice of him. I took that texting after I go on his show. He always sends me a nice text. I did that this time because I'm trying to become more thoughtful And I've talked to some people in the radio business this week, old friends, and I've had contact that, you know, makes me realize being thoughtful is a good thing to do.
Yeah, but up in Maine, good thing to do. Yeah. When you're in Maine and you text, it still takes 2 days to get there, so you still look like an oaf.
Kathy texted me this morning. Can we use your power washer? I said, it's in the garage.
Oh, that's sweet.
Grab it when you want.
That's
I didn't
sweet.
Tell
you didn't say no.
No, I didn't say no. I said, come by and grab
Helpful.
It. I didn't mention one thing. It didn't work that well the last time I used it. So maybe she'll think she broke it. That's it. That's the quick break that we have right now. I'm an ass. I'm a silly ass. I'm a silly
I don't know what happened to it, Mike.
Ass.
It's just not pressurized.
What do you do to it? We'll take a break. Come back with a talking head, a very famous talking head, and a guy that I love a lot. Big fan of the show, and we're a big fan of his. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Greetings, friends. It's your kids' teacher here. Remember back in March when you discovered what teachers deal with every day? Remember how grateful you were? Thanks for that. We miss them. We want to teach them. We just don't want them to kill us. So let's stay home for now. And after a long day of virtual learning, get yourself an egg salad sandwich and enjoy the Mike O'Meara Show. Oh, and buy your kids a TMOS t-shirt so they don't show up to Zoom class in their pajamas. Class dismissed.
Thank you. That was funny.
I like
thank
that.
You. Thank you, lady. I appreciate that.
Chris Rowick.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by Harry's. Do you ever wonder how much you could save in just 1 year by switching to Harry's? You could save enough to buy 26 fancy cups of coffee in New York City.
New York City!
How, you ask? How? Well, it's because Harry's delivers high-quality razor blades for as low as $2 each, a fraction of the price of the leading brand. But even more important than the incredible savings is the shavings.
Right.
Get it? Harry's gives me by far the best shave of my life. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule without a subscription, with or without a subscription, with a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, you get a full refund. And 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. And now it's time for our weekly talking head on the Mike O'Meara Show. And boy, we got a cat here. We got a guy that, when I was a struggling amateur / I do real gigs musician, I would have loved to have this guy carry my ass through a few gigs. This is from your average white band, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fred Vigdor. Fred, good to see you, my friend.
Hello, boys.
Oh, man. You know, most recently we had a couple of exchanges with this wonderful, wonderful video that you put up with all these different wonderful musicians. And it was that just looked so great. Give me the background on that song. First of all, what was the song? I forgot the song, Fred. What was it?
It was Work to Do, the Isley Brothers hit.
Work
and
to Do.
Also,
right.
Average White Man had a cover of it as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't really my project. It was the singer's project, the lead singer from Average White Band, Brett Carter. Mm-hmm. And he came to me and asked me if I wanted to just play saxophone on it. And he was going to get all these. He had all these friends he was gonna use. There's 8 drummers on it, as you probably saw. And I was the guy that said, you can't do it this way. You have to do it this way. He was, you know, so I kind of talked him through it. And I was the guy that herded all the cats and literally and figuratively, like all the drummers, everybody brought their audio to me. And then I edited it. And then I sent it to a real video editor and a real Pro Tools editor. And it took about 2 months. We started it in March.
It's daunting, right? I mean, it's an amazingly daunting project to, I think in terms of, like, when I, just for people that don't know, when we're doing a Zoom call and we're doing our show, whatever the technology is we're using for video, there's a tiny little delay. It's fine when you're doing a talk show, but it's a lot different when you're coordinating everybody. And it's just, I can see why it would take 2 months, because you got, everybody's got to play along. Is it kind of like playing along to tracks when you're recording an album? Is that the way it is?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, that's what we did, is we had a core bunch of guys that played the track, you know, and then we sent that track to everybody and started replacing things bit by bit. We had 3 keyboard players. We had, like I said, 8 drummers, 12 singers, 5 horn players. I don't know if you knew any of those guys, if you recognized any of those names.
Oh, I did. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a lot of cats in that. A lot of long-term, a lot of studio people, a lot of people that have played in the jazz world as well. By the way, proper introduction. Fred Vigdor has been with the Average White Band since 1996. He's been home since January, like all of us, when they played their last gig, probably going out of his mind. Tough for musicians, tough for a lot of people right now.
Yeah.
Here's one thing from your bio I didn't know. I didn't know you were born in Norwalk, Connecticut. I didn't know we were Connecticut guys. That's kind of cool.
Yes. I think we talked about this once. I was at the Glastonbury High School Jazz Festival when Stan Kenton was there.
I was there too. I know.
I got Stan's autograph and because my high school band played at the thing. They had a thing during the day where the high school bands played, and then I got to went to the concert that night. Peter Erskine was playing drums.
Peter Erskine. I was just going to say that. That was Peter Erskine who was playing drums for Stan Kenton back in those days, who was just a phenomenal drummer. And Stan Kenton, for those of you that don't know big band jazz and the history of jazz, Stan Kenton was very, very avant-garde. He was really kind of out there, and he played some very strange stuff on the piano, and it was a big band jazz, and I'd seen Buddy Rich too, and that was just very cool. I saw it in high school. Buddy Rich, a lot of these big band jazz musicians would travel to different high schools and put on concerts for the band.
It's the only way they could make money. It's the only way they could work is by doing clinics and that kind of thing. I saw Woody Herman there as well. I think
No kidding.
Another great one.
Wouldn't it be great if Buddy Rich was alive and Fred sent him a tape and said, could you drum along with this track, please? We're putting together a virtual thing, buddy.
Hey, F you. F you.
Yeah, right.
Not
exactly.
After doing that. Not gonna, oh, poor buddy. Such a genius. Such a prick. Anyway, he was. Anyway.
Absolutely. Notorious.
So Fred's from Norwalk. I went to school with a bunch of guys. The one that comes to mind is Rob Johnson, biggity big at Exxon Mobil, and now he just retired. My friend Rob Johnson from American University. He's a Norwalkian. Let me see. So Fred has his sax standing by. He takes requests, which is cool. We'll do that in a minute.
It's always there. It's always there. It's always out of the case because, you know, what I do now, my life is practicing. That's what I do. I try to structure it. I'm actually still studying. I have like a personal trainer almost, a musical personal trainer, a guy that gives me because I needed something to structure my time with all this ridiculous freedom that I have.
There's seven people in the band. Are there seven people in the average? I'm sorry to interrupt, but there's 7 people in the Average White Band, right?
Yeah.
Are you in touch with them? Or do you practice virtually during the pandemic? Or do you just like, well, guys, you know, see you next year?
Rob, we didn't practice when we were working. We didn't practice. No,
They didn't have to.
We would get together, and maybe if we were going to learn something new, we would work it out at a sound check or something like that. But there's no, you do, I mean, it's like, that's like asking, do you guys practice before you do your podcast?
Here's a distinction. Hold on, let me give you a distinction, because I know a little bit about it. I happen to. I know a little bit.
I know.
There's a big difference between the band practicing together and Fred practicing. The reason he's talking about this.
True.
Listen to this, kids. This is important stuff. All right. And Fred, you can dispute me. I think outside of something major happening or you got to, it just doesn't happen. You probably try to practice every day. That's a thing with professional musicians. I know that my friend Colonel Colburn, who was just visiting, they try to practice, as often as they can. That's what musicians do. Am I right about that? Mm.
You're absolutely right. There's an old saying that, you know, if I miss a day, I notice. If I miss 2 days, my colleagues notice. If I miss 3 days, everybody notices. Mm,
damn.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. So now I try to put in like 2-3 hours a day now. And that's why I leave the saxophone out, because it's so much easier to just pick it up and do it than take it out of the case, find a read, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, so I have a personal trainer. I have a guy who gives me assignments. He's half my age. But he's a monster player and a great teacher, and he gives me an assignment, and then I send him recordings, and he goes, "Oh yeah, work on this," you know. So I'm constantly trying to, you know,
that's amazing.
Make up for
that's
lost
so
time.
So cool.
Well, AWB, yeah. I can't wait till this. You know, we were all feeling the same way. We can't wait till all this crap is over. If you want to check out Fred, it's freddymusic.com.
And Freddie V Average Music.
FreddieVMusic.com and AverageWhiteBand.com. Really, AWB, widely regarded as one of the best in the biz. Funk, soul, the horn sections, which you cannot, in my humble opinion, it's just such a big deal. It's the difference between going into a joint and staying in there and listening and leaving. A horn section, it's very difficult to get me out of a joint where a horn section is playing. And then you guys have been playing for so long and doing it so well for so long. You know, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, you guys, are you kind of trying to anticipate when it might break 2021? No, you're just like everybody else, right?
I mean, we have now, I was telling Rob yesterday that we have canceled our very last, we had a gig booked for August at the Birchmere. One we look forward to. We will look forward to this gig every year. It's an amazing crowd.
Good crowd.
They go nuts. They're singing along. It's one of our favorite gigs of the year, and we just canceled it now. And it's booked for April of 2021. But my wife is in healthcare, and she's saying 2 years.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Wow. I'm not surprised at that. That's insane right now. Well, Fred, we appreciate you coming on, and it's so much fun. Do you have your sax handy? And I'm curious if you've got anything new that you would like to share with us that maybe you're doing with your personal trainer, your sax personal trainer, that you might be able to lay a riff on there. And we don't have time.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I was going to ask you where you hide your pot.
I'll show you what I've been working on. Hold on a second.
Okay. All right. Very good.
This is great.
Now that he's away from the Mike, look, he's got a neon saxophone in the back of the room. I love that.
Yeah, I see that. Very, very cool. Yeah, you. I forgot you're a social media guy. You look at all the videos.
Well, no,
like
we actually
that.
When
What's
we
in
discussed
back of him?
When yeah, we discussed right. lighting yesterday, he asked it was okay if he turned it on because he didn't want it to wash him out.
The
so
neon
we actually
sax. I see
the
it.
The neon saxophone.
So,
yeah.
Oscar, this is a saxophone. I don't know if you've ever seen one.
I thought it was a trumpet. I'm so sorry. Thank you for clarifying.
I have a Chinese friend who continues to tell me, how's your trumpet going? She's known it for like 8 years. So I just got to tell you that I don't do this on a regular basis. My wife always says, will you play for me? And my mother-in-law, who I love, always said, you should come, bring your saxophone the next time you come to St. Louis. I won't do this. My standard response is, I am not a trained monkey.
I know. I can relate. It's like people ask me to do impressions at a party.
I know you can. Yeah.
Carla still does it.
Right. They want to hear impressions. You know?
Do it. Only gets that as my son. All right, lay it on us.
All right, so I'm a little nervous, but I'll do my best.
Don't be nervous. You're a pro.
I am. Okay. All right. So this is what I'm, this is going to be extremely boring probably, but Mike, you know who Lester Young is?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So one of the things I'm doing with my personal trainer is getting back to the traditional, because I missed all this stuff. I went right to contemporary guys. So the thing is, you learn a solo that somebody originally played, and you analyze it, and you take it apart, and you learn it in all keys. So this is a Lester Young solo that he played with Count Basie. It's called Shoeshine Boy. Okay?
Oh, cool. All right, here we go.
Now, I don't know what it's going to sound like. You know,
this is funny. You're almost starting and stopping enough to make it funny now, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
That's so great.
That was great.
Fred Vignor, awesome. Don't be a stranger. Do you see the possibility? I know how daunting it is. We're talking about months. Do you see yourself ever doing any more of those videos, which, by the way, got a pretty decent response, right?
Oh,
that video that you put up there. Are you happy with what happened with that?
Yeah, we got about 20,000 hits on YouTube. I guess that's pretty good.
Great,
that's not bad at all.
And we're raising some money for COVID global relief for Save the Children. So that was the whole idea behind it. So.
We'll share that again on the Facebook page for the show and the fan page because people should see it. It's very cool.
Yeah. It's got work to do. It's absolutely fantastic, Fred. You rock, my friend.
Thank you
for your continued support.
Freddie.
And I look forward, and I commit it to you. I'm finding you guys when you get back out on tour because it's long overdue. And I'm looking forward to an evening with the Average White Band, especially listening to Fred Vignor play. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thank you,
That's
Freddie.
Fred Vignor, everybody. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's talk truthfully. Keep your
King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Thanks, guys.
Nothing beats taking a steam with Pete Rose.
I'm organizing a Zoom call with the cast of Designing Women. I think ice cream used to be colder. Masks work. Just ask Michael Myers. Whoa, scary boy. When I play hide and seek, I hide, but no one seeks me. Sad. I find public water fountains a fun way to hydrate. I like the TMOS Shopping Center. Unbeatable. Access them through the MikeOMaraShow.com.
Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Liquid IV. Dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people, especially around this time of year. Summertime.
And the living is easy.
With Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it's packed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins to help your body defend against infections. And it tastes so good. We love Liquid IV on the show.
Yes, every morning.
Proper hydration can boost your immunity. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. And I love it. Plus, Liquid IV donating 2.3 million servings due to COVID-19. Liquid IV is being sent to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Great to have these wonderful guests on today with Chad Dukes and also Fred Vignor. And feel so tough for everybody. Feel those performers that just, you think you're frustrated not being able to go out to a venue.
Oh, my God.
How about the guys that are making their living doing that? I mean,
let me ask you, a musician, Mike, as you brought up the fact that you had a band and you were more musical than either of us. When I was listening to him do that solo, it was weird because that sounded like a Count Basie saxophone solo, which is nothing at all like what he plays with the Average White Band. Do you think that that's got to be a tough transition for him to play
him.
in a mode that's like 1940s as opposed to like 1970s or even the modern
Lester
time?
Lester Young was Basie's tenor sax and was, you know, somebody who was a legendary. These are legendary saxophone solos. If you go to Freddie V Music, I logged some time on his website, and he's got he worked with Michael McDonald on one gig, and
he's got a great album too. You can get I think he sent it to all of us, but it's great music. He is just so nice, but his talent, the fact that he's so understated about it, blows my mind. The fact that he drags his feet before he blows out that solo is so funny to me.
They do have to do it in order to be
great
kind of guy where professionals are going to want you. It's the practice kits. It works.
Yeah.
That's why with kids, if they don't love it, you know, after a certain period of time, they fade away.
But it's like a language. If you don't use it, you lose it.
You kind of you can get up there and
fake it,
but you can't really be on your game unless you know what you're doing. And I've been blessed to know real professional musicians. I don't consider myself a professional by any stretch of the imagination. Professional in the sense that I got paid to do band gigs. That's it. Other than that, you have these guys that they live and breathe it. And the real, real virtuosos like Fred, you got to work at it. You got to work at it all the time. Michael Colburn had to work at it, practice all the time. All the members of that Marine band had to practice all the time. That's the way it works. Classical musicians, Jesus, that's almost essential every day of their lives doing it. So you got to really love it. Now, we, you know what? What has happened to the time? That what's happened is a typical Friday show where we just because I don't have time to. All right, we can do two things coming up.
Okay,
we can either I have a perfectly legitimate Oscars take standing by, or we can really just take a little Q&A legitimately on your health situation, which worries me because I look, if I wake up one morning and you're hospitalized and I'm looking at powder. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do because I can do the show with powder better than I can do the show with you alone. But at the same time, I can't run the business with powder.
No, no.
Because powder can't even find his own W-2.
Why don't we talk about that within the body of the bonus show? Because that'll give us a little time.
All right, that's fine. And you feel that you will be alive for the bonus show.
I'll make it. That's good to know.
Before we go, do you legitimately, you're not able to smell or taste?
Yeah, but this is...
It sounds like a case.
I think this is important to talk
about.
You're
not able to smell or taste.
When did you stop smelling or tasting?
Like if somebody walks by with garlic, can you smell garlic?
Do you smell Dracar Noir?
That cheap cologne that sits up there at the CVS.
Do you ever buy cologne for your interns?
Obsession for men.
If somebody farts on an elevator, you take the stairs. Yeah, you take the stairs.
Yeah, boy, stairs, boy. Yeah,
stairs, Larry, boy. Larry, I'll say that a lot of people are probably, they probably have allergies. Mm-hmm. They probably have strep. They might have be going through. And think about what we're, so it's summertime here, at least,
And the living is easy.
When the fall gets here, what's going to happen then? When you get the flu,
different allergies.
And you're like, oh my God, I have COVID. That's the scary part.
Fred just freaked me out by saying maybe a year.
He said two.
Following year.
Two. His wife said two.
2022.
But what does she know? She's just, at Children's Hospital. She doesn't hear anything.
Oh, sad. Does your wife think you might have the COVID?
She said, she went as far as, you should just go get tested, which I will. So we went and found the testing location. I'll put it to you this way. If I was not responsible for other people here and our small workforce that does come in,
right,
I probably would just wait it out and take all the precautions I usually do now. And then God willing, if anything got worse, I'd go. But I think out of a responsibility to the team here, I have to go, right? Just to go clear it.
Did you cancel the arm wrestling match with Pony after the show?
but really, it's just, I feel like the low pressure system, allergies, and when you're stuffed up, you can't taste anything or smell anything anyways, right?
Oh, God, I'm worried. All right, we're going to take a break.
We'll talk about it on the bonus show today.
I've been tired for weeks.
And we haven't even touched this cholesterol. We'll be right back with more Oscars take right here.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis? Looking to get some validation for keeping it tight all these years? Would you like to be TikTok famous? Let's get you a starter pack. You know the drill. MichaelMarishow.com, shopping, Walmart. Let's get started with some ripped denim shorts and a new bikini top. Self-tanner, volumizing conditioner, fake tattoos, and most importantly, a selfie light ring. Throw in a tube of Ben Gay for after you shake your ass on camera. You're not in your 20s anymore, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you're going to have thousands of creeps just like Oscar Santana following you. And you did it all thanks to the Walmart tab on the TMY Shopping Center.
Creeps!
And now, back to the guy who's never been on TikTok, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, but I would. If I thought of something, if I could do a trick, a stupid human trick. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus. But that's what it is. It's tricks.
It's tricks.
Don't worry, folks. All is well, because as always, pro football never misses a trick. Effective immediately, the team that plays in Landover... Okay, you have this joke, too. The team that plays in Landover, Maryland, will be known as the Washington Football Team. Nice. In related stories, FedEx Field will now be called World's Biggest Chair Circle. The Washington Super Bowl trophies henceforth will be called the silver reminders of what will never happen again. And team owner Dan Snyder will continue to be called tiny ass. That said, some things never changed, like the TMOS bonus show. Hail to the TMOS bonus show. No commercials, no censorship, no problem. Only costs you pennies a day. I'm Mike O'Mara, I guarantee it. And now back to the George Michael sports machine. Oh, God rest his soul.
Oh,
already in progress. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
I'm that's Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, I give you, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. Oscar, Kanye West's making it a struggle for Kim Kardashian to reach him. He is ducking some calls and rejecting her pleas to join him in Wyoming. Sources close to the couple tell TMZ there's been very little communication between husband and wife since he jetted off for the South Carolina rally for his presidential campaign. And there's been zero FaceTime. We're told Kim has made attempts to talk to Kanye about his mental state, but he's not receptive. Sources say she's twice suggested flying to their ranch where Yeezy's been staying to help him out, but he shot her down both times. What say you?
This is it's tragic, and I know it's easy to pick on the Kardashians, but it's been documented that he has he's bipolar, right? So
right,
your traditional bipolar, and I've had bipolar in my life, just people I've dated or friends. Like, when you get manic, you get manic. The only outlier is that this guy is worth $1.3 billion. When he gets manic, he runs for president.
Right.
And right. Which is scary in some respects. And let's step back and know that they have four children. They've been married. There's an easy joke to make that who had 5 years or who had less than 10 for some sort of divorce rumors going out.
Right.
I think what would keep them together is the finances. She's worth $900 million. He's worth 1.3 in California. What does that look like? It really, what it scares me is the rubes and boobs who fall into this mania with Kanye, where even if he takes 2 or 3% and somehow gets on the presidential ballot, which I don't think will happen, that's going to hurt everybody.
Yeah.
So it's not funny to me. It's actually something that's really serious. But it screams to the enabling world of reality television and the music world, where if you've got enough money, people will go along with you.
Right. Yeah. And call you a genius.
Yeah.
With every story that's ever written.
Right. You know what? He should see that Tom Hanks movie I like so bad, The Bipolar Express. It's Santa Claus is just so crazy.
There he is.
It's
that's
really
Rob Spiewak,
nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak will be opening for Shecky Green at the Sands in Las Vegas, Nevada this coming weekend. Oscar, Mike Tyson will officially make his return to the ring.
Oh, no.
On September 12th.
What?
When he fights Roy Jones Jr., in an exhibition match in Carson, California. Now, they will not be wearing headgear, but they'll be using 12-ounce gloves, which are larger than normal. I wouldn't care. If Mike Tyson had two beach balls on his hands, I still wouldn't get in the ring with
like
him.
Bob Hope boxing gloves.
But Roy Jones Jr. is no slouch either.
I know.
An official with the State Athletic Commission says, quote, "This isn't a situation where they're going out there to try to take each other's heads off. They're just going to be in there moving around the ring and letting fans see these legends." Now, I know Tyson, and I think both of them, I think they're still in phenomenal condition.
Tyson, yeah. I would say a month ago, and I'm not on Instagram as much as I should be, but, you know, when I get to see like what's trending.
As much as you should be.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like I know all these Instagram stories, but I'm not on Instagram as much as I should be. I think my last post was a year ago, which is I'm ashamed of. That's my inner monologue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I see Tyson on Instagram and he's ripped. He's ripped. It's a commercial for HGH. It really is.
Yeah,
I sit there and I'm like, oh my God, look at this guy. He's older, but you can't tell. The only thing that's giving him away is his gray beard. And you're like, oh, would I pay to see this? And then you start thinking about, should this guy be fighting? He probably has CTE from all his boxing days, but maybe he stopped fighting too early. The fact that I'm spending so much time thinking about Mike Tyson in a time where we're thinking about a vaccine means I want to buy it. I'm in. If it's a pay-per-view, take my money.
Yeah. Might watch it myself. Tyson's 54, Jones 51, and the last fight was Jones's last fight was February of 2018. So he fought for real a very short time ago.
Have you ever looked 2 years ago. Into HGH, Mike? It feels like that's something that you would, maybe a doctor would be like, hey, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's get you in shape.
You know what? I think if I did, I could row my dinghy faster. Anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Here, Oscar, are a couple of scenarios you might encounter as we start trying to get back to normal during the pandemic. Although I hate stories that start like that because I don't think it's time to even think about getting back to normal.
Right.
If you're talking with someone wearing a mask incorrectly, like one of these dingleberries that has the mask under their nose, be patient with them. Mention it and thank them if they fix it. So the people, especially old people up here that have it under their nose, you know, just say, you got to put that over your nose. Yes, thank you.
How's
Thanks
that?
So much.
How's that?
Right. Ask if they, by the way, if you have friends that you want to get together with at a restaurant, ask if they'd be open to going somewhere with a patio or getting to go and doing a picnic outside. I am completely comfortable up here, at least, you know, going out if there is outside seating. That's my criteria. That's what I try to do. I even had, you know, when I had the Colburns here, we had a, you know, open air little den area. So there was some porch
movement.
With open doors and there was airflow. That's all.
And weren't you impressed with the way people were handling stuff in Bar Harbor just yesterday or the day before, right? You actually
Everybody
put a mask on
the
outside.
On the street, walking the streets with the masks on. Not just sitting there around their neck, not just going inside. And that made me feel confident maybe there are places.
Fellas, before the show or after the show, I'm not sure if we mentioned it yesterday, $1,000, that's the fine in D.C. if you don't wear a mask.
Exactly.
Wow.
The mayor said it best, Muriel Bowser. Which I think soon can become mayor for life, the way that she's treating this pandemic and trying to keep the district residents safe and their visitors. She said, look, if you're waiting outside and you're waiting for the bus, wear a mask. If you're in line to pick up your pickup order, wear a mask. If you're going out for a walk, wear a mask. If you're outside in public anywhere, wear a mask.
Amen. That's the way it ought to be. Yep. Saves lives. Yep. Absolutely.
Wednesday was the biggest day of cases since June. It was a weird week here in Washington, D.C. Yeah,
but in fairness, for context, you scared me when you said that yesterday. I'm like, how do I not know about this? Yeah, it is for positive cases, and there were some deaths, but we're talking like 600 plus people for positive cases. We're not talking about 10,000.
No, that's true. That's true.
That's
but it's still trending in the wrong direction.
Right.
That's
hi,
right.
Hi, everybody.
Florida.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hi, everybody. And Trump, of course, canceled the in-person convention in Jacksonville.
Doesn't it feel like they put a different person on camera now when you watch
By the way, that movement that Governor Ron DeSantis is feeling under his feet is the rug slowly being pulled. That's
not
what that feeling
that
is, Ron.
Slow.
How's it feel, buddy? How's that feel? You're going to be out there. You're going to be out there all on your dumbass own. Yay. You're listening to Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
Oscar, Emirates Airlines, so desperate for passengers, they are offering to cover up to $175,000 in medical expenses if you fly with them and get sick. I don't think that means a pile of warm spit.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that's saying we think you're going to get sick, we'll cover you.
So Delta announced yesterday that
no more Delta.
if you don't wear a mask on their plane, or you take it off, or you do something that breaches their code of conduct, you will be asked to get off the plane when you arrive. They'll get you off, but then you will ban you for life.
But they also said that applies also when you reach 30,000 feet.
Correct.
They will ask you to step off the airplane.
So then you have this connotation, and for those of you that invest, we're invested in this. But if you have some sort of portfolio or you're on Robinhood, off air, I talk with Maddie and Shannon. They're young enough to put some shekels together, like what, 10, 30 bucks. They're like, should we invest in cruises or airlines? I think airlines and cruises will come back in the long run, right? Depends on like what you're gonna do in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
What's moving, I guess, ridership now is how people are responding to the coronavirus. For the airlines that are not selling middle seats, for the airlines that are saying you have to wear a mask. Now, I think all the major airlines outside of Spirit, but I'm not sure 100%. You have to double check. I've said mass.
Delta's still not selling middle seats, right?
Yes.
Mask on all of them, but most of them are greedy. American, United, greedy. No. Yeah, I'm getting on. If I have to fly, and by the way, if you don't have to for any reason, I wouldn't. I wouldn't right now.
Well, Mads is on a plane right now.
Who is?
Maddie Masiello.
Oh, is she going up to Buffalo again?
She's going to Boston to see her family, but when she left here, she looked like a beekeeper, face shield and everything. So, but we'll see. We'll see.
Good luck, Maddie.
Mike, she's going to Boston to go to the beach.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, glory holes could be the key to having safe sex during the coronavirus pandemic. At least according to Canada's top health experts. The sexual suggestion comes down from the British Columbia Center for Disease Control. And while it's not quite the same as a recommendation from our beloved Dr. Anthony Fauci, by the way, poor guy, great pitch. God. You know, I still love the man. The Canadian CDC breaks it down like this. If you're going to have sex during the pandemic, it's a hell of a lot safer to use barriers like walls, you know, the aforementioned, that allow for sexual conduct, but prevent close face-to-face contact. Sorry.
Nothing, and I guess men and women could probably know this. If you want to have sex with someone, I imagine even in a pandemic, you will find a way. The only glory holes I ever know of are those on the adult sites and the one on the Shell station in Manassas, where
I forgot about
you pull off that exit and you'd have that restroom to the side. I swear, whether it was the porn magazine, the adult magazines in the corner stacked up grossly, or whatever Meet Roy at so-and-so time was written on the stall.
Not an actual hole anywhere,
right? I didn't stay long enough to figure out where the hole was.
I'm sure
there's something going on in some restroom or rest stop across the country.
The awkward thing at that Shell station was when Roy showed up and asked for the key. That's when you knew that trouble was afoot.
Nature finds a way.
Yeah, there is something about that disease prevention. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. That's Oscar's Take. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Meara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Meara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Patron Society, giving one of the noblest traits.
True.
I think it should have classical music in the back. For when one gives, one receives back the same twofold. It's true. Giving is one of the things that bond me, Oscar, and Rob, and that's the truth. I hate it when you put that in the copy.
But it's true. It's true.
We don't like to ask for things, but the fact is we need your help, and help is on the way, hopefully. It's the TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeO'MeraShow.com, click on the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to TMOS. Nice lady sent us all a note.
Oh, what a sweet note
about
yesterday,
that.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. The answer is yes, you can donate one time.
Yeah, one time. Absolutely. There's a button.
That's an option.
We mentioned the you know, if you want to do it weekly or any amount, one-time donations are encouraged, and there is a button
are welcome
to give one
all
time.
Are welcome.
All are welcome.
Yes.
TMOS needs you. You can make a difference. If you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Give. It feels good. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you, and we thank you. And it's expensive to keep this thing chugging along. So thank you. And now let's open up the very abbreviated Audio Vault. Rob, sorry about that.
That's all right. It happens. It was a great show. A lot of fun today. You mentioned Dr. Fauci's first pitch. a little to the left.
So sad. I mean, no, it wasn't. I didn't care. I didn't care. He was out there doing it. Yeah, and but somebody
this,
can't
this
throw
is
a ball.
What this. Okay, this is what sucks. He's got, like, he had the mechanics 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, he had it, right? So, yes. And even, look, you've seen Baba Booey, 50 Cent. You've had Carly Rae Jepsen when she was some, like, just, there's people whiff.
Yeah, right. All the time.
What is tough about seeing that happen is because you're rooting for this doctor that will go down as a great American hero.
Literally an international hero. You want him to do well.
It just feels like this should have been pre-taped. No one would have known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it could
August
have been done.
15th, Trump at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's coming up. And the only thing that's not going to make that fun is no crowd.
That's right. That's right. So here's
how it would be really exciting.
Like the World Series.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's how the announcers handle Doc. This is, you don't actually hear cheering or anything because the park's
nobody's
empty.
Yeah.
So this is the announcers reacting to the what some people are calling a wild pitch.
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci now, not in front of a large crowd, but certainly in front of a national television audience. I would have thought, given just how big a fan he is of baseball, that would have been something. But look, the man has been so busy, that is not something he probably has had time to practice.
I'm speechless, Carl. I'm speechless.
So he bounced it through a little wide.
You know, like, he hasn't had time to practice.
That's funny. That's funny.
Also, last night in Washington, D.C., the first home run of the year was hit by New York Yankee Giancarlo Stanton. The Yankees handily beat Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo,
and he hit a home run way up.
So Judge off second with two out, and it'll be a 1-1 to Stanton. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Away back in the left center field seats.
Who's the play-by-play? Is that a radio play-by-play guy?
It's a New York radio, yeah.
Giancarlo. No si può stopparlo. Oh, what a shot by Stanton. It's a two-run dinger, and the Yankees immediately take a 2-0 lead.
What I love
sounds
about
like
it,
he's drinking bourbon.
Yeah.
He might be.
Giancarlo, se puede vaswalo.
They brought up an interesting point on the ESPN broadcast, is that there's no fan up there to get the ball. They got to send like a stadium employee to go clean up the home runs.
It's weird.
Different
Did you look in, Oscar? Did you look in a little?
As you know, Mike, I don't have ESPN.
Yeah, I know. Right. I'm aware of that.
Yep. I watched. It was cool to see happen. It was depressing.
Sorry.
I'm happy. It was one of these things where, like, yeah, damn it. I thought this would be cooler. I also know that it's probably going to be better when Fox has like the digital crowd built in. I like to see
they're
that
CGI
happens.
Cars, yeah.
And then if the Nationals had a better layout of like even the cardboard cutouts, that would have been fun all over the stadium.
Like the Natural, like a scene from
like
the Natural.
Something like
that. Hey,
why
can't
right?
we get the crowd from the Natural and put them in with CGI? And like in the seventh inning, Glenn Close stands
up. I'm spoiled because Mike, when you watch the NBA launch here at the end of the month, you're gonna see what I mean when Disney World made it look like a completely different game where you're in the future. It looks
just
beautiful.
Got an idea. Got a great idea. How much does it cost to get cardboard cutouts?
Oh, we can't. They have all of the... It costs $300, and you can't put a logo on it. You can't put anything. I can put your likeness, but I can't put a logo or website
but
or anything on it.
Could I get like a picture without a logo? Could we... I'm not talking about cardboard cutouts of us.
Okay.
I'm not talking about having them done for the show.
Uh-huh.
Did you see corporate... This is why it's Shooter, you know, defending the Redskins, and he's Mr. Corporate. Hey... I'm going to tell my family. I work this time of morning. Jesus Christ.
We didn't hear
Please.
It. We didn't
Respect
hear anything.
Respect that.
Please.
God almighty. I'm sorry you want to power wash your deck. Me.
You break it. Mike, yell, you break it, you buy it.
Right.
No, I'm talking about what would be funny
yes.
if we could get discarded ones for cheap. And just every periodically we have like a cardboard cutout during the show, like in Back of Me or in Back
genius.
Of Robber and
that
Back
is
of
genius. Oh, yes. That is yeah. genius. That is genius.
And we stockpile them. And then the I more we it. Get, the more people we yeah. can put in Back of
I love it. I love it.
We
I,
could
I
build
like
it up.
That.
It would eventually look like the cover of Sgt. Pepper's. It would be us and a million people all
That's right.
together. It'd be great. Robert, are we out of time? We are. I've got one more tape I got to play you because it's timely
it.
And it's short. Realistic sex dolls, sales are through the roof. And this Japanese company is, and it's not just to soap operas, it's to people in Europe and America. The biggest market for realistic sex dolls during the pandemic is Germany. And this is a man who was interviewed. This is actually a British guy. They electronically altered his voice, but he's very, very happy that he has his special friends.
Right now, I have five lovely ladies. But now with the pandemic, living on your own, one of the biggest things is loneliness. Sometimes you just want a hand to hold. Dressing them, undressing them, and taking photos of them. It's quite amazing how much they can lift one's mood. Without the dolls, I don't think I would be able to get through the pandemic. I think I would get cranky and unhappy if I didn't have these dolls to keep me occupied.
Mike, this just handed me. His voice was not electronically altered. The fourth doll is filled with helium.
There you go.
That's what's going on there. That's yeah. a
that's
magic
Pony's
audio
hero.
Have a magical hey. Weekend, everybody.
That's right. If he didn't have the love dolls, he'd be crazy.
Right.
Anyway, we got to get out of here. Let me read the thing. Hold on. I got it right here.
Woo!
I remembered this time. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Our thanks to Fred Vigdor and Chad Dukes. Chad's show on WJFK in Washington, D.C. is Chad Dukes versus the world. Mm-hmm. And he's also co-host with Roscoe Santana, the Big O and Duke show that you can get online. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box Giancarlo, say bueno. Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. There's the pitch. Low and outside. Need assistance? Ponyboy at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. It means more than you know. Just a bit outside. Thank you for listening, and join us next time for the best part of your day, the Michael Mara Show. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying, Giancarlo, say bueno. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
So Judge off second with two out. It'll be a 1-1 to Stanton. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Away back in the left center field seats. A Stantonian home run. Giancarlo. No si può stopparlo. Oh, what a shot by Stanton.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
So we're running out of wax, so and tape and all that jazz. Let's say goodbye, huh? Shall we?
Bye-bye.